Welcome to Trip's Tuesday Newsday. You are smoking one with Trip on August 25th. Of course, I'm your boy Trip. And we got no A-hat today, people. I know. Maybe next week. We'll see. But kicking it right off, bruh. I fucking like this story. Because... oh, shit. I think... this is part of the future, people. A Krispy Kreme in South Carolina, which is opening today, August 25th, will be featuring the chain's very first 24-hour vending machine. Yes, 24-hour vending machine of donuts. Now, I guess they're coming in three packs. And I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I feel maybe since they're coming in three packs, they're going to have them, like, wrapped up, you know, packaged right and freshened up. But, yeah, we'll have to see how that turns out. Because, you know, donuts be getting all hard and shit after, shit, I'd say a few hours. You leave them bitches out a few hours, them motherfuckers getting hard as shit. But, yeah, I guess the new store that is opening was also going to feature ice cream sandwiches with donuts split in half instead of cookies. Now, that sounds pretty fucking delicious to me. They're also going to have hand-spun milkshakes made with donut-infused ice cream. And, I mean, to get more customers coming in, they're also looking to reward 120 random customers for a free dozen donuts once a month for a year. 12 donuts once a month for 12 months. Shit, I don't know about you, but I'm using the fuck out of that coupon if I got that thing, bro. Once a month, donuts on me. Let's get it. Now, as far as the hand-spun milkshakes with donut-infused ice cream, I don't think I've ever tried no donut-infused ice cream, so I don't know how I feel about that. Might be a little too donut-y. But, I mean, from the pictures, they had the milkshake look pretty dope. Then they had a little straw with the donut going over the top of it. It looked pretty good. Damn near diabetes in a cup. But shit, since we're on the topic of breakfast... I also seen General Mills has decided to sell Lucky Charms marshmallows in 6-ounce packages for a limited time. Yes, Lucky Charms marshmallows, people. I don't know about y'all, but I fucks with the Lucky Charms marshmallows. If I get Lucky Charms at all, it's gonna be for the marshmallows. That's for sure, hands down. Now, they're looking to sell these 6-ounce packages for about $3.99. This is the first time that they're going to be available nationwide. Now, I don't know if they specified nationwide because they've been available in other states before, because I've never seen them nor heard about them. Although, I did just see this thing on, I think it was Instagram, maybe Facebook. They're saying you can buy a 40-pound of fucking Lucky Charms marshmallows on Amazon right now. You know what? Hold on. I'm going to look that shit up. Okay, so it looks like can buy fucking bulks of Lucky Charms cereal marshmallows. It looks like the 40-pound case is not the actual Lucky Charms cereal. It's just dehydrated marshmallows, which, I mean, if you just like dehydrated marshmallows, man, all the power to you. 40 pounds, though? Goodness gracious. The 40-pound bag sells for fucking $214. That's ruthless. 34 cents an ounce. Come on now. You can also buy 7-ounce bags of the actual Lucky Charms Magically Delicious Marshmallows. So this one says 7 ounces. The article says 6 ounces. This motherfucker's on Amazon saying 7 ounces. But either way, they're going for $10.93 for a pack of two. I'm thinking about ordering one right now. And surprisingly, they're actually reporting an increase of sales since the pandemic started. So I imagine since most people are home in the morning and aren't going to work or whatever the case, more people are eating fucking cereal, more breakfast, you know what I mean? And now somebody who hasn't really been able to sell breakfast, which I fucking like their breakfast too. Well, I only like a specific thing, but McDonald's Now, we'll get to the breakfast and all that shit in a second. But McDonald's has launched a new McChicken or new chicken nugget flavor after 40 years. Nothing special, I guess, not to me at least. But they're releasing a spicy McChicken nugget for a limited time beginning in September on the 16th. Now, this is their first new McChicken since they were introduced in 1983. Which I wonder if that's how long chicken nuggets have been around. Okay, so I guess chicken nuggets were invented in the 1960s by a food scientist who was often called the George Washington Carver of chicken. So I don't know. This nigga was a genius because he invented the chicken nugget. And I love me a good chicken nugget. But yeah, now they're going to be breaded tempura with a coating of cayenne and chili peppers. And now it's also coming with a mighty hot sauce, quote unquote, a blend of crushed red peppers, spicy chilies, and garlic. Now this is their first new dipping sauce in 3 years. Now, a lot of the reason most of these companies do limited time offers or, you know, release new things like this is because they're hurting in sales or they're trying to boost their sales up. You know what I mean? So I guess McDonald's has reported a net income plummeting of 68%. Yeah. McDonald's is hurting right now, people. They said that I guess breakfast has really not been their strong suit. And they were upset. I guess they were throwing shots at Wendy's because Wendy's been selling fucking breakfast like hotcakes, or I guess breakfast hotcakes. McDonald's ain't been selling shit. Now, what I was trying to say is I love me a McGriddle, dog. For real. A sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle with a hash brown. And then you get an extra hash brown. And then you take that first hash brown, bust it in half, take off the top, put the hash brown in the middle. Now, not everybody. I got wide mouth. I ain't even finna front. Ask around. I can get down on a big ass burger. But no, you put the hash brown in the middle. Crunch that mutton. You don't even crush it down. Don't even crush it down. Just, you know, lightly put it on top. Eat that. And then while you eating the McGriddle hash brown sandwich, then you have your little other hash brown. You can, you know, take your little bites off, rip off your pieces, whatever. But let's just stop for a minute and think. I mean, could you imagine a world with no McDonald's? I mean, it seems like McDonald's is the stronghold or like the main name when it comes to fast food restaurants. Like you say fast food restaurants, you think McDonald's, like they're the originals. But that mighty hot sauce might be a thing to try. I like their sweet and sour and their ranch, of course. I'm a ranch lover. That's no doubt all day, every day. But all this McChicken nugget talk is making me want some McChicken nuggets. Man, since we're talking about companies hurting or whatever, let's talk about these United States Airlines. Not just the company United States Airlines, just any airlines in the U.S. right now. Delta is planning to furlough more than 1,900 pilots in October. Now, they're saying unless they can reach a cost-cutting agreement with the employees' labor union, they're not going to be able to withstand taking all this hurt during the pandemic. Now, I guess the airlines accepted $25 billion in federal aid that prohibits any of them cutting jobs through September 30th. Now, they sent out a warning to 2,560 pilots. Now, that number was lowered to 1,800 because some of those pilots ended up taking early retirement packages and shit like that. But that still wasn't enough. I guess they have 11,200 active pilots on the roster, and they're saying they can avoid all this shit if they can give out a 15% pay cut. So I guess that's the agreement they're looking to reach with the labor unions, is that if we can do a 15% pay cut, we can keep everybody employed. Now, I don't know if that's a power move or, like, you know, they're really like, you know, we got to come to an agreement here. Now, that's Delta. And then American Airlines is going to cut 14,000 jobs in October after the federal or after in October at the end of October after the federal aid. They're going to cut about 17,500 union workers. That's including pilots, mechanics, flight attendants, fucking 1,500 admin and management jobs. I guess United warned about 36,000 of their employees, too. And then you got Southwest, and who's, I guess, just been on they shit. They're talking about they don't expect any cuts in 2020. And they're saying that's because more than a quarter of their whole entire workforce signed up for voluntary leave or a buyout. So Southwest was on their shit. Southwest seen what was coming. Southwest hit up their employees and said, look, we'll give you some type of something. May just make a deal with us here. And now they're not hurting for it. But I don't know if y'all out there traveling. I don't know if I trust traveling on a plane yet. And I don't think neither does the rest of the world, because most of these airlines are only reporting about 25% of their original revenue. So they're taking a big hit, obviously, in the travel industry. And I know a couple of my friends I've seen who have been on planes posting pictures and videos and shit. There's nobody in the airlines. Nobody there. It's absolutely clear. I dropped off actually one of my friends at the airport, and they said they don't know why we got there so early, because there's nobody there. There's no line for security. There's no line for fucking getting on the plane. None of that shit. But it seems like slowly but surely this coronavirus is taking its toll on every little industry, whether it be good or bad, because I mean, some industries are fucking booming right now. Like McDonald's is hating on Wendy's shit. But you know what I lightweight am hating on? Is the 442 carat diamond found in Africa. 442 fucking carats. That thing was huge. I seen a picture, bro. That thing was a rock. A literal rock. Well, obviously a diamond's a rock, but that thing was fat. And they're estimating it could be worth about $18 million. I guess just a little fun fact, the largest in North America has been 552 carats found in Canada. Now, I gotta look up where exactly in Canada that was at, because I'm finna go digging in Canada, you feel me? I just watched this show too on TLC. I'm pretty sure it's an old show, but called Suddenly Rich. And this chick went to somewhere in Arkansas, I think it was, where it's a national park, and that you can dig for like rare gems or stones or whatever. And fucking she found, what was it, like a 19 carat diamond or something like that. I don't know, she got cashed out for it just for going to the park and digging up, you know, some bullshit. Now they're saying a portion of these proceeds from this 442 carat diamond is looking to go towards a special community project. Now they didn't specify what kind of special community project it is. Big, like a big ass community center, a big ass hospital, you know, just, of course it's got it, just something out there. Now the 442 carat diamond was found by a certain mining company going by the name of Jim Diamonds. Now Jim Diamonds also in 2018 has found a 910 carat diamond. I don't know if it was the same location, but they found a 910 carat diamond in 2018 that sold for $40 million. $40 million, bruh. That's out of pocket. 910 carats. I wonder how many diamond or how many like necklaces, watches, you know, earrings, how many things that one diamond went to, or if they even busted it down. They might not even busted it down. They might be selling the whole thing. But like, you know, did they keep it like as like a artifact type thing or whatever, or are they busting it down into different types of jewelry? But we gonna go ahead and switch it up for a hot second here and talk about something I thought was pretty fucking crazy. This 56-year-old wife of a police officer from Miami died in the back of her husband's squad car. Yeah. Now, I guess her husband had returned from a shift at about midnight. So I guess he was probably asleep. Now, during the day, the wife climbed into the back of the car trying to find something, and the door closed behind her. Now, I'm not sure if she's not familiar with how police cars work. I am. So I don't let that, if you getting in by yourself, don't let that door close behind you unless you not planning on getting out that thing by yourself. But yeah. So I guess the door closed behind her, and they said it reached about 32 degrees Celsius outside, and she was trapped for 4 hours. So I imagine she might have suffocated or, could have had a heart attack after panicking, you know, being in that hot-ass car for 4 hours. But that's just unfortunate, you know. Rest in peace to her, of course. But that's just another reminder, you know, keep your phone on you, keep your little iPhone watch, keep something on you at all times. Now, it's just unfortunate because, I mean, the doors on the police car have a self-locking mechanism. As soon as they lock, you can't open them from the inside. I don't even think there's a door handle on the inside, to be honest with you. Now, and then, I mean, they got the bars in front between the front of the police, the front seats and the back seats. And then they got bars on the windows, too. So, I mean, she's kind of shit out of luck. Very unfortunate. And, I mean, of course, it doesn't help that she was, you know, a little bit elderly, 56 years old, which isn't like elderly, you know what I mean? But she was up there, more than halfway over the hill. Now, while we're on that type of subject, there's also this crazy story. I don't know if you've heard about it or not, but this 20-year-old woman in Detroit was declared dead, right? And then she was found in the morgue 2 hours later, breathing with her eyes open. Now, that's some shit straight out of a movie. They got no idea how this happened or how this conclusion came about. But I guess the woman remains in critical condition on a respirator with her heart beating on its own. So, I mean, her heart beating on its own, that is positive. But being in critical condition on a respirator, you know, that's not so good. So, you know, all the good vibes and prayers to her. But that's crazy to think that, you know, somebody go think you dead. And then 2 hours later, within that 2 hours, you know, she could have been, maybe her condition could have been a little better. Maybe she could have been helped. Maybe, you know, they could have did something. But I guess she was born with cerebral palsy. And they're believing she suffered a seizure. Now, the crazy thing is her godmother is a certified nurse. And her godmother was there with her. Now, she said she told the paramedic she could feel a pulse and she was breathing. But I mean, they just brushed her off and said that it was involuntary movements due to the medicine she was taking. Which makes you think like, do these people really know what they was talking about? Or were they just kind of like, she's dead, you know, she's done. Because I guess they said that they believe she was dead, called the emergency room doctor, and based on the report that they gave to him, he said that she was dead, and he declared her dead at that time, whatever. They body bagged her up, sent her to the morgue. She went through the morgue, got there, was ready to be embalmed. They said they had the embalming fluid there, was getting ready to fill her with embalming fluid, opened it up, and she just had her eyes open, breathing, looking at him. Now, how fucking trippy would that be, bro, to be working at the morgue, and then you just, whoa, nigga, what the? Bro, that'd be crazy. I honestly don't know how I would react to that. Like, I feel like I might turn around and, like, book it real quick and then, like, you know, try and get my space, or I might flip over the table. I don't know what I would do. And then you got to be thinking what was going through her mind while she was sitting there with her eyes open, she wake up to dude right there, like, with gloves on, looking at her, like, what the fuck? Or if she even had brain activity going on at the time. I don't know. You know, they didn't say if she was, like, responsive or if she was talking or not. But I imagine she was talking. They would have specified that because I feel like that's a big deal. I know her family has to be relieved, too, when they gave her the news or the family the news. Like, hey, so your daughter is alive after all. Like, you know, you've been sitting there crying hysterically, you know, thinking the world is about to end. And then they just call you like, hey, so she's still breathing. She's looking at us. Like, what do you think? Well, you know, I'd be hot, Jack. I tell you what, I'd be pissed. But then again, you know, I guess you got to count your blessings. Count your blessings. You know, I just see it as a blessing there that she's still alive. You know, so good vibes. All the well wishes to her. Prayers up. Now, moving right on along, I seen this thing with this Russian influencer, right? Now, yes, I know I do not understand Russian, but this dude created a massive volcanic eruption with 10,000 liters of Coca-Cola and, like, had to be over 100 pounds of baking soda. I'm sure he specified, like, how many pounds it was in his video, but given I didn't understand a single word this dude was saying, but Coca-Cola. So that's all I could get out of that. But yeah, dude, this dude took 4 years to complete this experiment, I guess you could say. Now, I know you've had to have seen them on YouTube. People putting Mentos and Coca-Cola together, or like baking soda, Coca-Cola, and, you know, shit like that, making it just fucking explode, shoot out, whatever. This dude did it with 10,000 liters of Coca-Cola. And in the video, he pulls up a whole box truck full of just pallets of Coca-Cola, and he's just unloading. So they get all this Coca-Cola, right? Then they get like, had to be at least 150 big old, look like probably 50 gallon barrel, you know, blue drums. You know what I'm talking about. The big old blue plastic drums. Got those. Wrapped like some not ceramic tape, but like the packaging tape, the clear packaging tape, whatever. Was wrapping that around for handles. Now, take in mind, this dude spent about $9,000 to complete this whole thing. So after they got the barrels and wrapped the shit around them, they went to like a junkyard and found a big ass fucking metal circular, I don't even know what it was, like a tank type thing. Excuse me. And they shine that up, you know, fucking wire wheel, all that shit. Welded it up. Then they got a fucking pulley system with these big ass barrels. Was emptied all the Coca-Colas in these barrels, in these big blue barrels, emptied all the Coca-Cola in there. Had a pulley system, was pulling the barrels all the way up the system, emptying them into this big ass metal fucking tank. 10,000 liters of Coca-Cola. Then they had a top with like a big ass spout on it. Fucking put so much baking soda into that thing. Tried using like a little weak booty ass fuck, what would you call that? Little tie down things, you know what I'm talking about? The little click, 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 click. Yeah, tried using one of those. That shit busted as soon as they tried to pick it up. So they had to use one of the heavy duty construction ones, you know, the big, ka-ka, ka-ka. And then, so they lifted that up, put that on top, cut the fucking, the rope to the lever, let all that baking soda drop into that Coca-Cola, and that shit flew up. But, don't just listen to me fucking talk about it, because I'm sure my description ain't nowhere near to as good as the video is. So I didn't understand a single word this dude was saying. I even tried to look at like the closed captions or whatever you say, you know, to put on the subtitles. Still couldn't even do that. They had the subtitles in Russian. So, but I still enjoyed the video. That shit was dope. So I'm gonna put it in the descriptions. You know what? I'll even put it at the top of the descriptions because I felt like this shit was dope as fuck. You can go to the link yourself, check it out, join the fucking 6 other million people on YouTube, I guess, who fucking watched. And I'm sure this dude has well made his $9,000 back by now. Now, this is normally about the time we have Ahas time to shine. But my guy is not here this week, so we're going to keep it on moving. I got a little bit of sports for you. I know everybody's seen it. Fucking Earl Thomas getting released from the Ravens. Now, this is just big news. It's been in the news. Everybody's heard about it. But let's just talk about it. Because I definitely feel like he's one badass defender and definitely a future Hall of Famer. That's almost no doubt. And he got in a fight with one of his teammates over a blown coverage and got released. Now, given I guess he played for the Seahawks before. Not I guess. He did play for the Seahawks before. And Pete Carroll says he feels sorry for the dude and that he must be in a bad state to be sent home from camp. Now, he has officially a free agent. I guess they owe him 10 mil, which they're not trying to pay up. So that's going to be an interesting thing to watch and look out for, is if they're going to pay the man his money. But they're thinking the top three places for this dude to land is the Dallas Cowboys, the New England Patriots, and the San Francisco 49ers. Which are all three, I feel like, the most hated teams in the fucking NFL. I know for sure I don't like none of them motherfuckers. But, I mean, that's just me being a Packers fan. Now, with me being a Packers fan, I'm not supposed to like the Detroit Lions. But I gotta give a shout-out to the Detroit Lions. Doing their little protesting, stopping practice, putting out signs like, "We won't be silent." And the world can't go on. Now, I thought this was pretty dope because I know we've all heard about it. The Jacob Blake shooting in Wisconsin that just happened on Sunday. And, they shot dude in the back 7 times. Fucking, he was trying to break up a fight. It's just a whole evolving story right now. I'm sure we're going to get a lot more details. Dude has been paralyzed. He's actually alive. He's been paralyzed from the waist down, though. Now, they say they came up with this as a unit and they can no longer be silent. If you're being silent, you're okay with it, is what Detroit safety Dermon Heyman said. And, there's a lot of shit going on out there that's unjust, that's not right. And, I mean, shout out to Detroit for taking a stand in what they believe in and what's right. And while we're on the subject, I guess the Toronto Raptors are discussing in their team meeting not playing the first game in the playoffs against the Boston Celtics on Thursday because of this shooting. Now, shout out to the Raptors, because if that does go through and the Boston Celtics show up, I guess that's a forfeit, whether it's a protest or not, you know what I mean? But their goal is to kind of affect the owner to kind of say something to the mayor or the governor, whatever it is, and, you know, just kind of make a trickle down. So apply pressure to somebody else higher up above you for them to apply pressure to somebody else that's high up with them or higher above them. You know what I mean? It's just all one snowball effect. It has to start somewhere. Now, I know some people are tired of hearing about it, talking about it, seeing it, but you're not going to stop hearing it, talking it, seeing it, unless we start seeing some change around this motherfucker. Now, moving on along with a little more sports. Usain Bolt has tested positive for the coronavirus after attending a party held for his recent 34th birthday. I guess there is a little short video on Instagram too, and they said nobody was really wearing masks or practicing social distancing, which, let me tell you, I just got back from fucking Reno this weekend, and given, I guess people were wearing masks, nobody was practicing social distancing, bro. I mean, we was packing motherfucking 7-8 people into that elevator. So you got to imagine a private party. You know nobody's wearing masks or fucking social distancing or anything like that. Now, they're saying he is asymptomatic, so I imagine he should be okay. He's not showing any symptoms, so that's good. I mean, it's not good that he tested positive for coronavirus, but he's not one of those people who are fucking deadly sick. You know what I mean? So he'll be quarantined for 14 days and then be right back at it. Now, some other little sports-related news. I guess sports teams now are talking about turning their arenas into voting centers. Now, this is just kind of big news here in the U.S. because right now with the COVID going on, nobody's really sure about how to go about voting. They're trying to cancel out mail-in voting, as we've all seen with our USPS bullshit going on right now. Now, I guess this has been a little bit of news for a minute, but now it's becoming more and more popular among sports teams. And I guess in late June, the Atlanta Hawks offered their arena as the very first largest ever voting precinct. Now, this is a plus when it comes to COVID-19 because people aren't going to have to wait in big ass lines. You can practice social distancing a lot easier. And I mean, it'll probably encourage people to go vote more because you don't have to wait in a long ass line in this hot ass sun. So hopefully this kind of snowball effects into other sports stadiums. I guess LeBron James has been talking with the Los Angeles Dodgers about turning their stadium into a voting poll place as well. Now, some crazy news for my fantasy football players out there. Now, for anybody who plays fantasy football, you know this is not a possibility, or it can be a possibility. But Bud Light is actually offering anybody who takes Gardner Minshew in the first round and goes on to win their championships, they will give a season supply of free beer. Yes, a season supply of free Bud Light for drafting Gardner Minshew, the Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback, the very first round, and winning the fucking championship. All you got to do is take a screenshot of your lineup, put the hashtag Bud Light Minshew Draft and hashtag sweepstakes, and you're in for a case worth of Bud Light. Now, I'm not much of a beer drinker, but for my beer drinkers out there, fuck it. Sign up for a little fantasy football league, draft Gardner Minshew first round, and try and get you a little beer, buddy. But shit, I think that just about wraps it up for us here today, damn it. So, you know, of course, that brings me to my motivational quote for the week. And it is, the dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. We don't know who said it, but it's a damn good quote. It's free to dream, but you got to hustle to achieve it. You put in minimal work, you get minimal results. Get off your ass, people. And this has yet again been another Trips Tuesday Newsday. I'm up out of here, people. Stay blessed. Peace.